Gary hasn't had an easy life, and it shows in his face. There are deep lines he's too young to have. There's a good deal of loneliness in full view for anyone to see. He's not the kind of man who hides things, and he's not hiding his interest in Sally right now. In fact, Sally can't believe the way he's staring at her. Would somebody really have the nerve to stand in her doorway and look at her like this? "I think you must be at the wrong address," she tells him. She's sounding flustered, even to herself. It's how dark his eyes are, that's the problem. It's the way he can make someone feel she's being seen from the inside out. "Your letter arrived yesterday," Gary says, as if he were the one she'd actually written to rather than her sister, who, as far as Gary can tell from the advice Sally gave her, doesn't have a brain in her head, or, if she does, it's not one she pays much attention to. "I don't know what you're talking about," Sally says. "I never wrote to you. I don't even know who you are." "Gary Hallett," he introduces himself. He reaches into his pocket for her letter, although he hates to give it up. If they examined this letter in forensics, they'd find his fingerprints all over it. He's folded and unfolded it more times than he can count. "I mailed that to my sister ages ago." Sally looks at the letter, then at him. She has the funny feeling that she may be in for more than she can handle. "You opened it." "It was opened already. It must have gotten lost at the post office." While Sally is deciding whether or not to judge him a liar, Gary can feel his heart flopping around like a fish inside his chest. He's heard about this happening to other men. They're going about their business one minute, and suddenly there's no hope for them. They fall in love so hard they never again get up off their knees. Gary shakes his head, but that doesn't clear up the matter. All it does is make him see double. Momentarily, there are two Sallys before him, and each one makes him wish he weren't here in an official capacity. He forces himself to think about the kid at the university. He thinks about the bruises up and down the kid's face and the way his head must have hit against the metal bed frame and the wooden floor as he thrashed about in convulsions. If there's one thing in this world Gary knows for a fact, it's that men like Jimmy Hawkins never pick fair fights. "Would you know where your sister might be?" "My sister?" Sally narrows her eyes. Maybe this is just one more heart Jillian broke, arriving to plead for mercy. She wouldn't have taken this fellow for such a fool. She wouldn't have figured him to be her sister's type. "You're looking for Jillian?"